Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glad you're with us here on News Radio 1020. KDKA for 100 plus years has been the place to get the information, and you get it straight from those who know. And that person right now is the chief of staff at Pittsburgh Public Schools. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Erica Jones. Erica, it is great to have you on KDK. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Within the last 24 hours, Pittsburgh Public Schools making some big announcements having to do with the return to in-person. We had known that April 6th was going to sort of be that date, but now some changes in terms of what exactly that looks like, what it feels like, what it means, vaccinations for teachers, et cetera. And we wanted to have Erica come on and sort of take us through the highlights of what this announcement is. So, Erica, if you were to say the most important thing that came out of this news here within the last 24 hours, what would you say is item one on the agenda?
Item one on the agenda is that our schools are safe, that the CDC guidelines came out. There was some confusion around, what does that mean for school districts, for Pittsburgh Public Schools? What it has meant from the very beginning is that we have always either met or exceeded the CDC guidelines. So we have everything in place from PPE to social distancing. We always were at 6 feet. So we never were under 6 feet. So the new guidelines didn't shake us because we always were at 6 feet. So 6 feet, everything's in place in regards to the PPE, in regards to the hand washing, something that's new is we even have a tracker to track any staff or students who get COVID-19 on our premises. So we even have a tracker. So all those best practices, the top five, Pittsburgh is hitting them and have been hitting them since the beginning. So we wanted to say that for sure. We're safe.
How hard was it to get to that point? Because I feel like for a lot of people, they feel like the rules sort of kept changing. And just when you get it figured out, you got to do something a little bit different. Has that been a challenge?
Not with the CDC guidelines. I don't believe it has been a challenge for us, because what we have done from the very beginning is we took what the highest level of the recommendations were.
Gotcha.
We didn't go to you could do 6 feet if
right.
you can, but
right.
if not, we always went to 6 feet. At one point, we were at 8 feet, and we had to pull that back. Like, great, 8 feet is really going above and beyond.
Sure.
Let's do 6 feet. Let's do that consistently.
How?
So it was hard. We had to spend a lot of money on PPE, a lot of money on, the things that would keep our teachers safe and our students safe, masks, all that type of stuff. So it was hard, yes.
So when you're going
for months.
Yeah, when you're going down this pathway to reopening, when you're getting to the point where you're going to be able to open schools again, vaccinations for teachers has been a hot topic all around the country. Where does Pittsburgh Public stand in that regard as far as making that happen? Will it happen? Is it something that you're still working on?
I would say that we have a team that's been working with our group is the Allegheny Health Department has, either put school districts with, AHN or UPMC. So our group is UPMC. We have a team that has had Nina Esposito, the president of the union, right at the table, because we know that teachers need to be involved in the decision-making. So we're ready. We're actually, if we can get the vaccination tomorrow, we would actually be ready. We have 5 stations in regards across the city using our schools as hubs to be able to vaccinate teachers. We have done walkthroughs. We have, a way to get volunteers to be able to not only give the shots, but also to help people with that 15-minute lag. So we're ready. We're ready to go. We're just waiting on the vaccine. So why it's a hot topic, we know that the CDC guidelines do say that, and Dr. Fauci and all of them are saying that, teachers can come back without the vaccination. We're ready to go as soon as it gets here. And we also have our buildings to be ready, and we have the equipment and protective gear for teachers when they come back if they are not going to be vaccinated, as well as for students. The other thing I would say is just in regards to the hot topic that you said, what would be the hot topic. So I went with buildings, you went with vaccinations. The thing I also would go with is that while we have this time, while we're getting to April 6th, we're not just standing by as a school district just sort of waiting for it to happen. What we're doing is, first of all, our teachers are teaching students. The second thing I would say is that we are also reaching out to families. We have a survey that we need families to be looking for, and it's just not an average survey. This is helping us to understand, you know, where families are in regards to their readiness and their desire to come back. Some families want to come back. Some families want to stay remote. Some families could help us with transportation and say, you know what, if you're going to go do two students per seat, I will drive my kid to school. Some families, you know, so it's just really reaching out to families and making sure we're listening while we have this time to get to April 6th. And then the last thing, the big thing that was, is that we also are looking at data. We have two quarters, one semester of data on our students. We can see their grades. We can see their attendance. We've been doing, surveys around social emotional learning and where students' strengths are on that social emotional learning. And so now we have that data to also say, let's look at our students. Who's still struggling? Who can we see struggling based off of multiple data points? Mm-hmm. And then now organizing that data in a way so we know what students need to come back first, because those students who are struggling need to be in front of teachers. And so that was also something that was really big yesterday. And then also looking at our smallest learners, our kindergartners and our pre-K students, and also saying that those students need to come back as well. So we're organizing off of new data. We've had this data before, but now having this time to refresh the data and now looking at the grade data is something new.
Erica Jones, Chief of Staff, Pittsburgh Public Schools, joining us. Will it still be the family's option to determine ultimately whether the child or children go back to school April 6th?
Yes, we are not going to. We are identifying students. We're understanding their need. We're understanding what supports their need. But we are not going to tell a family, you know, you must come in. If families are, you know, concerned about, you know, COVID-19, they still have the option to stay home.
Right. So you can still do the remote learning if necessary. Is this a decision that was made by the administration, or was this a board decision? Because I think a lot of people are saying, hey, who ultimately made this call? Where did that come from?
So which call are you talking about? Are you talking about how we're organizing ourselves, or are you talking about the April 6th date?
The April 6th date, please.
Yes, the April 6th date is the board's call. As an administration, you know, we need to be ready and pivot so that the board can, whatever decision they make, that we pivot with them. But ultimately, it was the board's decision.
Very good. Erica, thank you very much for coming on. I know it's an awful lot to cover, and it's a lot of things that people are wondering about, and we appreciate you shedding some clarity on the situation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Erica Jones, Chief of Staff, Pittsburgh Public Schools, kind enough to join us here on KDK on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.